Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Brothers and sisters, we're talking about today a 12-hour series that I'm going to be dropping
I don't even know how to begin other than just, we just start at the top. We're talking about the metaphysics of the new clay. Brothers and sisters, this message, actually, I think, I mean, everything else I've been doing up to this point has been child's play. I'm stopping everything that I'm doing. I'm pausing all my Dear Kinnear reports. I'm putting all my books on hold. This is going to be a private 12-hour series that's going to be done. The cost is going to be $100. Actually, you know, the cost is $299, but I'm making it available for $100 for the first. I'll probably do 12. I want to keep a small group. Probably the first 12 people who emails me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address, again, as you guys know, is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Again, it's going to be done probably over the same network. You guys know I have quite a few different blog talk channels, so I'm not going to advertise it. I won't make this available. I will send this private link directly to the 12 individuals who have decided to make this $100 investment in the activation of the 12-strand DNA. The reason that I'm doing the activation of the 12-strand DNA now is because of what's coming down the pike. You guys have heard maybe of the Jade Ham 15. You guys have sensed the climate, what's going on, if you may or you may not. I don't know, depending on where you are spiritually. Everybody's at a different place spiritually. So what does that mean? The activation of the 12-strand DNA, activation of the Christ DNA. If you go with me to the book of John, chapter 11, verse 9, it tells you everything that we're going to be discussing in this 12-hour series. Again, today is just the introduction, just letting people know what I'm going to be doing, what I'm all about. As you guys know, I try to be sensitive to the spirit. This is nuclear metaphysics. Nuclear metaphysics, the word nuclear means nuclear. Nuclear means nuclear. Nuclear means nuclei. The nuclei means the new clay. So what the Father is doing is he is establishing a new glorified body. Now, I got science. My good friend, Dr. Will Hawkins, man, the brother was just dropping some science, technology. We was down there, man, messing with some crazy stuff on a technological side. But technology is your consciousness. Oh, man. I'm so excited, I don't even know how to, I'm trying to, you know, contain myself and not get too excited because of, I've always wanted to talk about this, but I had to wait because you can't just say stuff without having, at least I can't just say stuff without understanding the science behind the crystallization or the crystallization of the nucleus or nuclear physics. So when they drop the atomic bomb, it's the atom bomb. It is the atomic bomb is the Luciferian equivalent of the spiritual atomic bomb. The spiritual atomic bomb is the nuclear physics. It is the splitting of the atomic is the splitting of the nucleus of the DNA. Right now, you're operating on 2 strands, and you got 12. 10 strands of the DNA are all etheric, astral strands. Your strands of your DNA, if you unravel all 12 of them, it connects you directly to the Father. Let me say that again. If you unravel your DNA, it connects you to the Father. Let me say that again. If you unravel your DNA, it connects you to the Father. Let me say that again. If you unravel your DNA, it connects you to the Father. The 12-strand DNA crystallization of Christosophia, it is light. So when you engage, when you engage in creating a new individual, you take your sperm is liquid light. Your sperm attaches with the female egg, which is the oval or the celestial. The Father placed inside of, that's why, that's why if you ejaculate, men, during the act of self-gratification and you ejaculate, that's why the promotion of sex, the promotion of self-gratification, the promotion of porn, the promotion of same sex is so that way you can waste your seed. Because inside of your seed is the crystallization or the crystallization. That's why what I talked about with the sacred marriage of under, over, and understanding the Christos Sophia. Understanding, my brothers and sisters, magnum opus, the great work, and engaging in your great work. If you don't understand the joining together of the matter and the spirit, if you don't understand how the Heteros Gamma, that I talked about yesterday, the Heteros Gamma, all of these shows I've been doing, I've been leading up to the activation, not of your Kundalini, but of your DNA. Jesus Christ came on a DNA rescue mission. He came to regene or to regenerate your DNA. This is the science of the metaphysics of nuclear or the nucleus or the nuclei or the glorified body or the glory. This is the 12-strand activation of 12-strand DNA. So nuclear metaphysics means the metaphysics of the nuclei. The metaphysics of the nuclei. The metaphysics of the nuclei. What I'm about to share, brothers and sisters, in this series is worth, wow, you can't put a money. It's not, I could charge $5,000, and it's still, I would be justified. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The only way you can understand it, brothers and sisters, is to be exposed to it. When I was exposed to the, I couldn't believe it, that the Father was sharing this with me when I read Ephesians 2, and I got into understanding John 11:9, and I saw in the scripture what Jesus was trying to tell us that nobody could understand. I've never heard this talk. I've seen it in bits and pieces. But no one understands 12-strand DNA. It is otherworldly. It's not taught anywhere. Meaning, John 11:9 says in the New Living Translation, there are 12 hours of daylight in every day. 12 hours represents the 12 strands of your DNA. John 11:9 tells us that during the day, people can walk safely. The only way for you to walk or to work or to basically connect with the Father during the daylight, remember the movie, all of the movies with Wesley Snipes, he was a day walker. This has to do with the activation of your 12-strand DNA. John 11:9 tells us there are 12 hours of daylight in every day. During the day, people can walk safely. During the day, people can walk safely. They can see because they have the light of this world. Jesus Christ is the only example of an individual who has 12-strand DNA activation. It is in Yahushua's DNA. He transfigured himself. It means, brothers and sisters, oh man, when I start to drop this knowledge in you guys' lap, this, brothers and sisters, is going to transform your entire reality. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. So I don't care what they are doing, what the powers that be are doing. It can affect you when you activate your 12-strand DNA. So regardless of what the world is doing, it elevates you to a level that way your dirt suit is not affected by this lower 2-strand, 3-strand density. Your nucleus, you are regened or you are regenerated, and you activate your nucleus or your nuclei. Your cellular, this is cellular nuclear physics. On a cellular level, we are going in and we are activating your cells. Each blood cell in your body has a membrane. Inside of each cell of your body is the memory of your prior existence with the Father. So what we are doing is we are reconnecting you on a DNA level with your source. Without this level, I don't care what happens in the world, it doesn't affect you. If you are activated, or if you activate Christ or your Christ consciousness. The disciples, John 11:9. Please, brothers and sisters, please listen to this. John 11:9. Then the disciples said unto him, Rabbi, the Jews were just seeking to stone you. Brothers and sisters, right now, Jadeham 15 is coming. Martial law is coming. They've already got chemtrails in the air. They already got fluoride in the water. You cannot find seeded fruit. I can't find a seeded watermelon anymore. I can't find grapes with seeds. I can't find no fruit. The Bible says that your meat is the fruit that had the seed in it. So they removed the seed. He said that the herbs is meat. You can't find herbs anymore. Your herbs and the tree that have fruit bearing, that has fruit that has seed in it. You can't find herbs and you can't find fruit that have seed in it. The new clay. And so they are deactivating, or they're removing the things that you need to activate your Christos or your Christ consciousness. So that way you are christened or Christ. These are the powers that be. They got D-U-M-B. They got deep underground military bases. I just read this article about how all of the Walmarts are staging centers for what is coming. They are building. No military. I was in the military. No military American citizen will fire on his own brothers. So they're not going to use the American military. The UN is building an army along with Red China. They have a 1 million man army. Now a foreign army will come in and shoot American citizens. But an American military man or woman, at least the men and women that I served with, they're not going to come in and go in and perform martial law in the streets of America. So what do they got to do? They got to set up the infrastructure and bring in foreign troops. So that a foreign troop, somebody from China, they'll shoot you in the head and go home and eat, sleep like a baby. Somebody from the UN, somebody that is not born from this country, they'll come into this country. And they're going to be provided with the weaponry. So what do you do, brothers and sisters? Do you go out into the woods? That's not going to help. Do you start doing all of these survivalist techniques and start packing in food and ammunition and guns? I don't care how much guns you got. The government has more. I don't care how much food you store up. They got more. So what do you do, brothers and sisters, when it hits the fan? What do? You transfigure yourself. How do you do that? Well, how did Jesus transfigure himself on the Mount of Olives? Brothers and sisters, what I'm about to share is so revolutionary, I can't even, I get too excited talking about it. My body heats up. I start to sweat. The hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It's like I'm about to transfigure myself and right out of here as I'm talking about it. Because John 11, brothers and sisters, I keep saying John 11. John 11, 9 and 10. They told Jesus, they said, Rabbi, the Jews are getting ready to stone you. What you going to do about it? You the rabbi, you the master teacher 33, what you going to do? They're getting ready to drop Jadeham 15. What are you going to do? What did Jesus tell them back in the day? Same thing that he's telling you today, brothers and sisters. John 11:9 says, they told him, you are going there again. Now, the Jews told Jesus, they're getting ready to do something, and are going back again. Jesus answered and said unto them, are there not 12 hours in a day? They told Jesus, Rabbi, they're trying to stone you, and you're going right back to the same place where they tried to stone you at. Are you slow, Rabbi? The Jews are telling Yahushua, that same thing that people tell me, Brother Will, you saying stuff, you know they got a list of people, and you out here talking about stuff, and you sharing esoteric knowledge that people come up missing for. You know, William Cooper, they shot him in the back of his front yard in front of his wife and children in Arizona, and you telling people the same thing that he said. Do you know that John Allegro is gone? Do you know that everybody else, you know, who came dropping knowledge that you dropping, they have an accident? They mysteriously, I was talking with my good brother, Dr. Hawkins, about this one brother who developed this technology. His heart exploded while he was walking. His heart exploded in his chest. They got weaponry now that they can beam. I've been talking about it for years, brothers and sisters. They got the solid spread spectrum. They got thought bomb. They got EMF, extreme low frequencies, where they can target you. They can take over. They can hijack them. All kind of ways they can get you to basically, you know, hurt yourself, unless they can't penetrate your aura. They told Jesus the same thing. What did Jesus say? Jesus said in John 11:9, are there not 12 hours in a day? He asked them a question. If anyone walks in the day, brothers and sisters, you want to be a day walker? Is there anybody listening to this show who want to be a day walker? Is there anybody listening to the show who want to walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil? Is there anybody listening to this show who want to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Brothers and sisters, that means you must understand nuclear physics. You must understand the nucleus. You must transform and you must activate the glorified body. You are evolved. You are activating and living on 10% of your true potential. You only got 2 strands of your DNA activated. It is time to activate all 12 strands. It is time to understand the ribo and the DO, the RNA and the DNA. The RNA is ribo, or ribo, R-I-B-O. The DNA is DO, nucleic acid. The RNA is riblio, or rib. It is the under-open understanding of the activation of the RNA and the DNA to bring about the new clay. My brothers and my sisters, it is time for us to open under and understand John 11:9. This series, again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The first 12 people who say, Doc, I got my $100, I'm ready, I will send you the private link. I will let you know the days. This is going to be a live where you call in and listen live. After the completion of the 12 hours, I will send you the electronic download or a physical copy. The physical copy, again, you would have to pay for shipping and handling. The electronic version is free. That way you can listen to it at your leisure over and over again so you can understand how to activate all 12 strands of your DNA. Now, brothers and sisters, how do we do this? Oh, wow. Brothers and sisters, John 11:9 says, Jesus says, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone works in the day, and he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. So the only way, my brothers and sisters, is to get the light in you, Christ consciousness in you, the hope of glory. That prevents you from stumbling. That activates your DNA. That allows you to see. That allows you to have Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is vision and perception. Jesus says if you can see, if you can put this light inside of you, you can see. People ask me all the time, brothers and sisters, Doc, how do you get this knowledge? How do you get what you know? Perception, brothers. Perception, sisters. That's it. Medical science has established, this is scientifically proven, as my good friend Dr. Will Hawkins, we're going to do some joint venture seminars together. I'm going to prove to you scientifically and spiritually, brothers and sisters, what the medical community has known since 1878. since 1878, the medical community has known that we have two strands of DNA and 10 strands of DNA that they call junk DNA. Why does the medical community call the 10 strands of DNA junk DNA? They call it 10 strands of junk DNA because it is astral DNA. It is celestial DNA. It is etheric DNA. It is spiritual DNA. It is the Father's DNA. Brothers and sisters, Dr. Hawkins showed me a picture that if you take a picture of a seed, it shows the full-blown tree inside of a seed. If you take the picture of a sperm cell, it shows the full-blown person inside of a sperm cell. It shows your future and your past inside of a seed. I don't know if you understand what I just said. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Let me say that again. Let me say that again, brother and sister. I don't know if you got what I just said. So this weekend I looked at a picture that's inside of a book that they take with this machine. In this machine, if you take, that's what Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea. Because inside of your sperm cells, inside of the egg of every female, there is, a angelic celestial being inside of a clay suit. Meaning, when you ejaculate, men, and you are sitting at home and you watching porno and you are pleasing yourself and you cast your seed, that is the worst thing on earth you can do. Because inside of every seed of your sperm cell is the sperm. I don't know if I can break this down for you guys. If you take a picture of a one sperm cell, you know how many sperm cells is inside of the average male when he ejaculates during sexual intercourse? This is what I was trying to explain doing it inside of my book, Heros Gamos, The Sacred Sexual Act, Spirit and Matter. Oh, man, do you know who you are? You are a walking universe inside of your loins, men. Inside of your nutsack, men, inside of your ovaries, women, is an entire species, is an entire universe. You are the God, little G, of that universe. Oh, man, I don't know if you understand what I just said. If I took a picture of your sperm, it shows angelic beings inside your body. Future. It shows a future inside of one sperm cell. I don't know if you understand what I just said. I'm trying to get excited. The show's over. I'm trying to maintain calm. I don't know if you understand. If you take a picture of an apple seed, it shows an apple tree inside the seed already developed. It's already done. You have been given everything. So the enemy knows that he's trying to destroy. The Bible, Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. That means many universes. You are the God, little g, of your own universe. That is what the devil is trying to kill you. Because he knows this is the only opportunity that you have to discover your godhood, if you want to use that term, little g. You are co-created with these little. So the cosmic grotor knows that. He knows this is the only opportunity that you have. That's why you got to work, brother. You got to work. You got to work. You got to work while it is day. You got to work while it is day. Because the night is coming when no man can work. You must work while it is day. Because the time is coming when no man can work. This is the only opportunity that you have to activate your Christos, Sophia. So that way you become christened. You become Christ. Jesus Christ said that he's the firstborn of many brethren. Who are the other brethren? You. You're the other brethren. You, Jesus Christ, wants you to be like him. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I'm following Christ. I am going to be like him. Everything that Jesus done, I shall do, and even greater things, because he has gone to be with the Father. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercessions for me right now. brothers and sisters, today is history. Because today is the first time that I've been released to share nuclear physics with the world. Nuclear physics ain't got jack. It ain't got shizness to do with no bomb and no material matter. Nuclear physics is the activation of the nuclei, which is your glow ray or the glorified body. It is the under over an understanding that you, my brothers and sisters, are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and the likeness of your Father. Brothers and sisters, you are the offspring of God. You are a joint heir. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you shall fear no evil, but greater is he that is in you. When you have the power to trample upon snakes, scorpions, and all power of the enemy. No weapon shall by no means harm you. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Where you can say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. This is a new day. This is the dawn of a new era. It is my prayer that every member of the Eagles Club over and understands that I'm taking the glove off. It is time for us to stop playing church. It is time for us to over and understand and walk in our true anointing. Everything that I've discussed up to this point is child's play. In this series of nuclear physics and nuclear metaphysics, in this series of how to activate your 12-strand DNA Christ activation, in this series, I am going to change the world. And it is my prayer that you join me by emailing me at masterteacher33.com. Is there a cost? Absolutely. I do this full time. This is what I am. This is who I am. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters. The medical community has known for years that you are a 12-strand individual. They call it junk DNA, so that way you think it has no value. They understand that the purpose of this junk DNA, based upon all of the science, it has revealed that this junk DNA has a purpose. The junk DNA is a multi-dimensional consciousness. This junk DNA is the mind of God. Oh, man, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have this treasure hidden in you. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of the glory. It is the glory. It is the activation of the rays, the 12 rays. It is the activation, my brothers and sisters, of the 12 strands of the DNA. Science has known this for years. They don't want you to know that you are a multidimensional being, that you have multi-consciousness, that you can transfer the gold globe. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are many dimensions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. Jesus is the firstborn of many brothers. He's not the only one. You are a little C in the image of the big G. That makes you a little G. That's our natural state. You must realign and you must reconnect and you must reactivate your 10 strands that science calls junk DNA. My brothers and my sisters, your DNA, again, is the key. Noah was spared because of his DNA. Because inside of your DNA, the Spirit of God, the memory code is laying dormant inside of your DNA. Inside of the RNA, the DNA makes your memory. The RNA copies your memory. It is inside of every cell of your body. That's why it's called a memory brain, a membrane. If you can unravel or if you can decode, it is the sequencing, the gene sequencing code that is inside of your DNA has the ability to reunite you with your divinity, little d. That your divinity, this is the perfect atomic structure of 144. 144 that it talks about is the 144 elements that's inside of your DNA. So if you can understand, my brothers and sisters, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be regenerated. Your RNA, your DNA, is the genetic key to open understanding that inside of every ovum, a egg that the woman has, inside of every sperm cell is the seeds of immortality. This is the true crystallization or the Christ consciousness. That is how you activate your 12-strand DNA. It has nothing to do with meditation. It has nothing to do with the kundalini. It has nothing to do with yoga. Science understands this. That's why they got you doing all of these lesser stuff. They know this, brothers and sisters, that the physical strands of the DNA is the blueprint to the Christ consciousness. It has been scientifically proven and studied that the double helix is the building blocks of life, that the 10 helix is the building blocks of spirit. It allows you to reconnect with your spiritual divinity. Therefore, brothers and sisters, the 6 parts of the DNA are called the 12-strand DNA, which is spiritual DNA. You got the 2 strands, which is the physical. You got the 10 strands, which is the spiritual. If you activate all 12 strands, what you got is the new glorified body that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It is a 12-strand DNA activation. Brothers and sisters, these are the blueprints. Inside of your aura is the imprint or the blueprint of the new glory of the new glorified body. It's all inside of your DNA. All you got to do is unravel your DNA. But how do you do it? Jesus Christ told you how to do it. It's in the book of John chapter 12. It's in the book of, I got a plethora of scriptures. Oh, man, this series is going to be off the chain. Again, first 12 people that email me, it's going to be $100 for how to activate your 12-strand DNA. It ain't got nothing to do with all of this kundalini activation crap that's being taught. Everybody got you doing breathing techniques. They got you doing meditation. They got you doing tantra, sex magic. They got you, you know, basically, you know, masturbating and then holding your ejaculation to try to activate your kundalini. They got you and your wife getting together having sex, and then y'all withhold your orgasm to try. Yeah, all of that activates your animal spirit. Everybody has an animal spirit. And if you activate, if you do all of this stuff, all you're doing is activating your lower chakras. You're activating your root chakra. You're not activating your crown chakras. You're not doing anything to reverse the spin of your chakra system. Christ said, my brothers and sisters, deny yourself, pick up your cross. What is the metaphysics of the cross? It is the cross. It is where the pineal gland and the pituitary gland cross. They form an actual cross inside of the body. We're going to break this all down, brothers and sisters. In this series, we're going to break it down. Again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, one more time, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because we're talking about, again, the metaphysics of the new clay, the metaphysics of the new clear. We are under open understanding how to activate the 12-strand DNA, which brings about consciousness. Now, that word D-E-O has to do with a Greek goddess. Again, the mother goddess. She was the mother of earth and fertility. Her name was Dio, D-E-O, where they get dinucleic acid, which has to do with this, what we call DNA. The Greeks understood it. The Romans understood it. So they took all of this outside of the Helios Biblios. This was all of the sacred knowledge. This was the original Heros Gamus, or the magnum opus. And I put this down inside of those books. But this book trumps all of those books. So instead of putting this in the book, I'm going to put it into an audio series. And I'm going to make it available. Again, everybody else will pay the regular $2.99, $3.99, $4.99, whatever I decide. But the first 12 people that let me know, Doc, I'm with you, I want to take this. I will send you again. It's going to be on a private link at a private time where only you, I'm only going to tell and give the phone number to the 12 people who make this $100 investment. Those 12 people will join me during these 12 hours to go over this audio series. After I do it, I am deleting it so that way no one on the internet can access it. And the only people that will be able to get it are the 12 people who have joined me and the aftermarket people who are willing to pay the $2, $3, $4.99 or whatever I decide to charge for that particular program. Brothers and sisters, I'm so excited. I could keep talking for days, but the show's over. I want to thank everyone again for joining me today. This series is going to be legendary. The most important piece of knowledge that I will be able to share with you, because you got to understand that no weapon formed against you can prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. So therefore, when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you will fear no evil. Just like they told Jesus, hey, Jesus, they're getting ready to stone you. You've already been there. Why are you going back? Jesus is going to tell them, like, don't you know that there's 12 hours in a day? When you activate your 12-strand DNA, I don't care what they do in the world. It doesn't affect you. You are multidimensional. They can kill you on this dimension. You exist in 12 other dimensions. So what? I don't know if you understand what I just said, so we got to break it down for you. I'm going to give you the science and the spirituality. My brothers and my sisters, again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. Never. Never will He manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
And they beating them.